What's going, guys?
Happy Real Estate Tuesday. Real Talk Tuesday. Sorry about that.
Yes, this is Real Talk Real Estate Tuesday. It is episode number 46. How is it possible?
How are we in December?
And why is it snowing outside right now? That's the questions that we're asking that we don't really want to answer.
And why is the elf on the shelf wrecking my house?
He needs to stop. What's your elf's name?
Robin.
Robin the elf. We've got Elfie in our house.
Elfie.
My daughters are 3 and 2. They are really original in the naming process. Right. But they're also scared of him. So he stays on the tree, never moves.
So
we don't have to worry about it.
But isn't that what elves call personal pictures? Elfies?
I think so. Yeah. That would be a good one.
And that's not even today's joke of the day.
Oh, man. Yeah. So today, since we're getting close to the holiday season, in the midst of the holiday season, after Thanksgiving, we got Christmas coming up, we thought about a different way to kind of approach this episode to give you some quick tips on how to keep your family and your home safe during the holidays. So as we're going through this, we pulled up a list of different things from SafeWise.com. We're going to go ahead and pop those or pop a link to this in the comments when we're done so you can read up a little bit more information. There's some cool links and resources on some of these items, but we wanted to get this out there for everybody because let's face it, keeping yourself safe during the holidays is something that everybody should be focused on. So we wanted to make sure that we're giving you some good ideas and some things that you may not have even thought about already.
Right, and yeah, and a lot of these may even be common sense, but it's just worth reiterating to save your time, yourself some hassle over the holiday seasons. First of all, we are in the digital age, and for some reason, we love to journal everything live. And I know
what we're doing right now.
Yeah. So this is something that you really need to take a heart. Just keep your travel plans offline, especially if it's going to be a long stay. Yeah. I mean, we saw how much trouble Macaulay Culkin got in on Home Alone, and they didn't even have Facebook and Twitter and all that good stuff.
Not just once, but twice.
Twice.
He even got locked.
I hear there's a third time.
There's a third time. Is it the same kid? I think it's different kid. Not Macaulay Culkin.
All right, so tell us a little bit about, let's keep those travel plans offline. Do you have any thoughts on that?
So I definitely think keeping your travel plans offline is a great thing to do, but one of the things that a lot of people like to do, myself included, is I love sharing what I'm doing with the people that are closest to me, the people that I love. Mm-hmm. So if you are one of those people that you absolutely just have to tell your friends and family where you're going, what you're doing, and show them photos, that's cool, but make sure you're checking your privacy filters, your different settings on Facebook, Instagram, things of that nature, so that if you are putting that stuff out there, you're only giving it to a select few people. That way you can kind of scratch both itches. You can let people know what you're doing, but it's the people that you know, like, trust, that aren't going to break into your house.
Right, and really, what's the difference if you're going to be home in an hour anyway?
Exactly.
Wait an hour before you
wait an hour before you post it. This time of year, especially during Christmas, there's a lot of people who are getting presents. Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, people are celebrating with their families, getting a lot of stuff coming into the house, getting a lot of deliveries, all of these things. And if you've got a ton of new stuff in your house and you're telling everybody, hey, guess what? I'm not home. Look at all this cool stuff I just bought. Chances are somebody's going to potentially break in and take a look at that
Absolutely.
Stuff.
Absolutely. So let's jump a point here since you're on that right now. Let's talk about hiding Christmas gifts and packages. I mean, the FedEx man, the UPS man, they are super busy this time of year. But what's keeping somebody from picking something up and just hauling it away?
You know, unfortunately, there's not a whole lot that keeps people from doing that, especially if you're not home during the day. I know I came home one day from work and I had like 15 boxes sitting on my front porch.
It's just like a big old radar. Hello.
Yeah, absolutely. There's some different services that you can kind of attribute or different things now where you can like select the day that you're going to have some packages arriving. Mm-hmm. And you can try to select days that you know someone's going to be there that they can sign for it or they can make sure that it's actually put in there. Amazon's got some great new notification settings right now. I don't want to say her name because my Echo Dot's sitting over here listening to me. But I can ask her to notify me when my packages arrive so I can run over there and make sure I've got that taken care of. You know, Amazon Prime membership has some great features on that. In other areas, you can also focus on sending your packages to places you know you'll be. If you're not going
to
be somewhere that close, send it to your office. I have packages arrive here at the office all the time. Mm-hmm. It's a super easy way to make sure that I know it's going to go somewhere safe where it's coming inside and nobody's going to be tempted to steal it.
Right. And home surveillance is getting super easy now.
Absolutely.
Like with like Nest and so on and so forth. So it's just an app that lines up with a camera that you could invest in, what, 100, $150?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah,
I mean, you can get them on your like your doorbell, everything else. If they detect movement, you get notification on your phone.
Right.
All kinds of cool stuff there.
And then you can always send that video and we can laugh at that guy on the news later.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Next, while we're on that, we're going to jump back to point number two. Let's just notify a neighbor.
Absolutely.
Say you got a big package coming.
Yeah.
Let them know.
Yeah.
Maybe they can help you out.
Give them a heads up. I mean, we live in a society where people are kind of glued to this thing right here. You can't see it on the camera, but this, I'm pointing my phone right here.
Right here.
We're always on this thing looking at it, and sometimes we fail to do the simple, small communications in person
right.
to the people who live closest to us. So if you're in a position where you know something's coming on a day or you're expecting something, and you've got that opportunity, walk over to the neighbor's house, just knock on the door, ring the bell. Chances are somebody's going to see a truck running through at some point, and they're going to see a package get left, and they're going to be able to potentially go over there, right. pick it up for you, especially if it's something that you know that's going to be real expensive. So that's an easy thing to do.
And same is true for if you're going to go out of town for
yeah,
a length of time. Let your neighbor know.
Yeah, give him a heads up. I always talk to my neighbor at my old house and say, hey, we're going to be traveling this day to this day. Would you mind going and like taking the mail out of our mailbox so it's not apparent that we're not home? Because, you know, people look at that kind of stuff too. Any indicator that you're not home is going to be something that invites them to maybe, you know, take a little extra look inside the house, if you know what I mean. So if you can have somebody pick up your mail or just watch the house for you and notify you if anything's happening, that's a great thing to get set up before you take off out of town.
And also take one out of the Motel 6 book. Leave a light on.
Leave a light on.
Tom Bodette.
And if you're not going to leave the light on specifically the whole time you're gone, guess what? They make these cool little inventions called timers that you can plug things into and it can keep the lights on for you while you're gone.
Absolutely. All right, next, I know it's hard to believe, but there are people out there that are ready to steal Christmas lights and Christmas decorations.
Absolutely.
What are those people?
I don't understand it. How ballsy do you have to be to go to someone's house in the night when the yard's all lit up and steal decorations and lights?
Can you say ballsy?
I just did.
All right, anyway, I don't know. So if you've got, some of these displays are getting absolutely ridiculously awesome.
Yeah.
Would you suggest, like, I don't know what we do here, like, padlock them down, weight them down?
I mean, if you can weight them down, padlock them down, you know, letting people know maybe there's a security system in place, like maybe you've got that camera in place and you're watching the yard, put up a sign. Even if you don't have that camera in place and you're watching the yard, put up a sign.
Or, yeah, Frosty's got his inflatable eye on you.
Yeah, absolutely. The other thing is I know that in the past there may have been a series of thefts of the baby Jesus from nativity scenes in Gibson County. Made the news whenever I was in high school, made the news a few times after that. But these things do happen, so make sure you're keeping an eye on that. But not only keeping an eye on your lights and decorations to make sure they don't get stolen, but safety-wise, did you know that according to the U.S. Fire Administration, Christmas lights are one of the number one causes of fires in houses?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I would have guessed it was something like air heaters. What are they called? Like
Space heaters.
Space heaters.
Yeah. Well, that's another part of it. It could be that, but December is actually the deadliest month of the year for fire safety. A lot of people don't realize, especially with the newer LED bulbs and other stuff, that fires can happen with Christmas lights. Especially if you have like a live tree. Mm-hmm. If you leave lights on all the time, it's going to heat them up, it's going to dry out those branches, and those things become a giant fire starter.
Right.
I mean, absolutely. Plain and simple, that could be something. The other thing is, you know, you're wrapping lights on trees mm-hmm. all the time. They're rubbing up against the branches. Other things are happening. You can start fraying those wires, and if you're not careful, you can open up a short that can, you know, cause major, massive problems inside your house.
And if we learned anything from Christmas Vacation, might want to keep your animals in check. You never know if a cat can get up there and burn a hole in the bottom of your recliner.
Absolutely.
Terrible. And on another side note, as you're putting up your lights outside, make sure you wrap the connections there with maybe some saran wrap or a plastic bag so make sure that water and moisture can't get down in
some
there.
Duct tape, something, anything you can do to kind of shore up those connections to limit any exposure of the metal to the elements is probably a smart thing to do.
Absolutely. Finally here, we got inspect your furnace and chimney. I know we've been doing our furnace and our chimney like crazy. Yeah. It seems like we were at 70 degrees and then the next day it was like 10.
Yeah, yeah, we had no fall this year. It went from summer to winter like that.
But it did go back to summer.
For a day or two, and we're back to the winter. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, at this time of year, you're probably starting to use the furnace a whole heck of a lot more. You're probably burning some stuff inside the house. This is a good chance for you to make sure that you're getting that stuff inspected. You know, not everybody's going to have a furnace that's going to have a flue pipe that you have to worry about carbon monoxide or anything else. But you do want to check, especially even if you have, you know, an electric furnace or anything, your air filters and stuff like that.
Yeah, check those air filters.
Making sure that your system's not overtaxed and operating more inefficiently, causing it to run more. Taxing the system can cause other problems and fires and stuff like that, and that's definitely not something you want to deal with.
And not only does taxing the system, it can also increase your bill. Absolutely. Want to pay more. I'm not going to say the company name. Almost did. Almost did.
You all know who we're talking about. Yeah. Even you do, that company.
So I'm not going to go anywhere. Yeah. Anyway, is there anything else that we can leave our listeners with? Just some safety habits. Not that we're like super paranoid safety people.
Right.
But these are just things that have happened.
You know, these are all really good tips. Another thing that I will touch on that we probably need to hit on, because believe it or not, it's actually snowing here today. Making sure that you've got a supply of rock salt or something at your home to keep your walkways and your driveways shoveled and cleared of snow and ice is definitely something that you want to do. Like I said, you know, you get delivery people who are coming in delivering stuff. Hopefully you got some guests coming over at some point. You know, everybody wants to have family over for the holidays and see their house and all this fun stuff. You want to make sure nobody falls and hurts themselves, because an insurance claim is much, much more expensive.
Right.
Than buying some rock salt or spending some time outside with a shovel. So that'd be one tip that I would say you definitely want to take a look at, because this weather, you know, it's unpredictable. You don't know when something's going to happen. It's snowing already, guys. It's December the 4th, and we're snowing already.
But don't worry, next week it'll be 84.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, I love Southern Indiana.
Before we let these guys go, we had a couple more accolades last month.
Yes.
Absolutely. What were those again? These are big stuff by the Aaron Advantage. Were we listing?
We were, I think it was actually throughout October, we were in the top 25 sellers represented across the entire state of Indiana, as well as in the top 25 of all buyers represented in the state of Indiana. That's for all of FC Tucker Company franchises around and across the entire state. So we are helping lots of buyers and sellers, and we couldn't do that without the support and the referrals from everybody who watches this and sends stuff our way. We couldn't thank you enough for all the business that you've helped us to get accomplished this year.
And head on over to our webpage, because we've got several listings that are just looking for buyers that are ready to get them in before. It's going to be hard to get them in before the new year, but there's some really nice, what would be Christmas gifts for the family.
Yeah, new home for the holidays. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. Not only that, I do want to go out here. I posted the milestone recently as well. 2018 has been an absolutely huge year for the Aaron Advantage team. Not only has it been my personal best year in my entire career in real estate, it's the best year, obviously, the team has ever had in sales. Over $8 million in closed transactions. We've closed 50 sales this year, helping people buy and sell homes. So it's been truly phenomenal. Obviously, we've got Greg here on the team now. We also added Liz and Jen this year, so we're super excited, super stoked for next year. 2019 doesn't know what's going to hit them. There is now a team of four of us out there ready to help you, your friends, and your family with anybody who you know is ready to make a move in 2019. So if you're thinking about it, it's still going to be a phenomenal real estate market next year, and we have even more systems and things in place to make sure that we can make your sale as stress-free as possible.
Hey, before we head out today, it's that time again.
Greg and his jokes.
Greg's got a joke. Okay. Why is Santa like your job, Aaron?
I don't know, Greg. Why is Santa like my job?
You do all the work, and the fat man in the suit gets all the credit.
Hey-oh!
Sorry, Ken Aney. Yeah.
On that note, thank you all for checking out Real Talk Real Estate. We've only got two more episodes of Real Talk Real Estate this year. So if you have any topics you want us to cover, December 18th will be our last one. December 11th, we'll be going live again. Let us know in the comments any topics you want to hear about. Otherwise, we'll be back with more for you next week. Same time, same place. In the meantime, if you've got any questions, you can feel free to give me a call, 812-779-6273 or
812-454-8103.
Thanks for checking us out. We'll see you next week.
Happy week.